Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue with my discussion how the Lansing City Mayor and City Council are wasting millions of taxpayer money. To hear Wednesday's introduction, go to the archives at 1320wils.com and click on the archives for these commentaries. As I said, if the Lansing Mayor and City Council are looking for ways to cut government spending by more than $30 million annually to help cover massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care, they should refer to my letter and analysis provided 2 years ago to former Mayor Bonaro and City Council members. Most of the City Council now were then on the Council, and current Mayor Shore has received copies of these documents. I identified three major areas for spending cuts. First, the city should cease duplicating functions already provided by or could be offered by the private sector. Among these are parking systems, golf courses, garbage collection, recycling operations, cemeteries, Lansing Center, Cooley Stadium, and City Market. By selling these assets, the city would gain one-time cash flow and, in some instances, would increase the tax base to increase future cash flow. Second, I advocated some belt tightening by returning to expenditure levels 2 years earlier. I especially proposed a solution for departments where I did not have enough details to identify specific cuts. Third, I suggested that the city compare its staffing levels for various functions to other cities of its size range and reduce overstaffing. Former Mayor Bonaro later told me that union contracts were obstacles to pursuing some staff cuts. Still, other cities in the same financial straits found that unions were willing to negotiate to prevent more extensive job losses. From the outside, I cannot identify every means of cutting existing city government expenditures, and there may be some legal constraints where my suggestions would not be sensible. But Lansing City government faces a $700 million emergency fiscal crisis. Further delays by the mayor and city council in immediately addressing this, in my judgment, means they are failing to do their most important job. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.